गोपाल। नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य दिशुतारिणे शील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्तं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर टू। हिरण्यकशिपु किंग ऑफ द डीमंस टेक्स 35। एवं बिलपतीनां वै परिगृह्य मृतं पतिं अनिच्छतीनां निर्हारमक निरहारम अर्को अस्तम सन्न्यावर्तत एवं बिलपितान एवं बिलपितानां वै परिगृह्य मृतं पतिं अनिच्छतीनां निरहारम् अर्कोस्तं सन्नवर्तत। एवं बिलपितानां वै परिगृह्य मृतं पतिम् अनिच्छतीनां निरहारम् अर्कोस्तं सन्नवर्तत। एवं बिलपितानां वै परिगृह्य मृतं पतिम् अनिच्छतीनां निरहारम् अर्कोस्तं सन्नवर्तत। एवं दास बिलपतीनां ऑफ द लैमेंटिंग क्वींस वै इंडीड परिगृह्य टेकिंग on their laps martam mritam the dead patim husband anichhati nam not desiring nirharam the carrying out of the body for the funeral ceremony arkaha the son astam the sitting position sanna vartata passed away. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The time was appropriate for the body to be burned, but the queens, not allowing it to be taken away, continued lamenting for the dead body, which they kept on their laps. In the meantime, the sun completed its movement for sitting in the West. Please repeat after me. The time was appropriate for the body to be burned. But the queens, not allowing it to be taken away, continued lamenting for the dead body, which they kept on their laps. In the meantime, the sun completed its movements for setting in the west. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to the Vedic system, if a person dies during the daytime, it is customary for his funeral ceremony to be performed before the sun sets, regardless of whether he is burned or buried. And if he dies at night, the funeral must be completed before the next sunrise. Apparently, the queens, lamenting for the dead body, the lump of matter, and would not allow it to be taken away for burning. This illustrates the strong grip of illusion among foolish persons who consider the body the self. Women are generally considered less intelligent. Because of ignorance only, the queens thought of the dead body as their husband and somehow or other thought that if the body were kept, their husband would remain with them. Such a conception of the self is certainly for gokhara, cows and asses. We have actually seen that sometimes when a cow's calf has died, the milkman cheats the cow by presenting before her the dead body of her calf. Thus the cow, who would not otherwise allow milking, licks the dead body of the calf and allows herself to be milked. This substantiates the description of the Shastra that a foolish man in the bodily concept of life is like a cow. Not only do foolish men and women consider the body the self, but we have even seen that the dead body of a so-called yogi was kept for days by his disciples who thought their guru was in samadhi. When decomposition began and a bad smell unfortunately began to overwhelm the yogic power, the disciples allowed the dead body of the so-called yogi to be burned. Thus the bodily concept of life is extremely strong among foolish persons who are compared to cows and asses. Nowadays, great scientists are trying to freeze dead bodies so that in the future these frozen bodies may again be brought to life. The incident narrating by Hiranyakashipu from history must have taken place millions of years ago, because Hiranyakashipu lived millions of years ago and was even then quoting from history. Thus the incident occurred before Hiranyakashipu's lifetime. But the same ignorance in the bodily concept of life is still prevalent, not only among laymen, but even among scientists who think they'll be able to revive frozen corpses. Apparently, the queens did not want to deliver the dead body for burning, because they were afraid of dying with the dead body of their husband. Evaṁ bilapati nāṁ vai parikṛcha mṛtaṁ patim anicchati nāṁ nirhāraṁ arko astaṁ sanna vartata. The time was appropriate for the body to be burned, but the queens, not allowing it to be taken away, continued lamenting for the dead body, which they kept on their laps. In the meantime, the sun completed its movement for setting in the west. Thank you for switching it off. So, All this wisdom is coming from Hiranyakashipu, a demon. So that shows the Vedic culture. Even a demon, we knew the difference between the body and the self. And only thing is that the demon was a demon because they didn't accept the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's what makes one a demon. Sometimes we find, has the knowledge, but doesn't accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, means what? Means a Mayavadi. So nowadays we are seeing, especially in Kumbh Mela, we see the place is full of these Mayavadis, who are apparently following the Vedic culture, but they don't accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Impersonalist means not accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is how we can see that even in the spiritual scene, what's actually happening? Most of them are Mayavadis, and unconsciously, then they are demoniac. And that's a challenge Prabhupada had accepted. Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Deshatari. From the Western world, Prabhupada drove out that misconception. And and because of this misconception, even in India, people are becoming atheistic. Those who do not accept the Vedas, they are atheistic. But what are the Mayavadis? There are two verses that actually explains. Vedna maniya buddho hoilo nastik. Because the Buddhists do not accept the Vedas, there are nastiks, they are atheists. But Vedashraya nastikobad buddho ke adhik. Vedashraya, on the basis of the Vedas, when the one accepts atheism, that's even worse than Buddhists. Even they are worse nastics. And India today is in the grip of all those people. I mean, we can consider like practically whoever delved into spiritual topics or spiritual domain, we all were when we delved into the scriptures or delved into spiritual consideration, we were accepting impersonalism. Because no one came and told us about devotional service, about the supreme personality of Godhead. That's why Prabhupada is so emphatic about describing the position of Bhagavan, God. Prabhupada just didn't say God. Supreme personality of Godhead, indicating that God is a person. God is a person. What you are talking about, God is a person. So that is the real understanding. God is a person, and when you accept that God is a person, then automatically it leads to surrender unto Him. Because He is watching, He is seeing us, and accordingly we are getting the results of our action. Good action leads to enjoyment, bad action leads to suffering. But surrender to the Lord, the third action is surrender to the Lord. No consideration of good and bad, because good and bad are of the material nature. And the result of good and bad action will be in the material nature. But surrendering to the Lord is not in the material nature, it's in the spiritual domain. And that surrender to the Lord leads to that world. When you surrender to Him, then we become qualified to go there. So that is the real understanding. And it is by Prabhupada's mercy that we have got that knowledge, got that understanding. And due to Srila Prabhupada's teachings, people are coming and becoming surrendered to Krishna. I remember this particular place, Ujjain. When I came here, practically everyone was Mayavadi. Raga Pandit was the first devotee of Ujjain. But now, okay, let us consider how many Ujjain Vasis are here and how many of you are Mayavadis before? आप सब मायावादी नहीं थे जो हाथ उठाया अच्छा ठीक है हाँ कौन भक्त बन गए हैं ओके पहले क्या था उसमें कुछ आता जाता नहीं सवाल ये है कि अब क्या है और आगे क्या होगा दैट इज द मेन कंसिडरेशन व्हाट आई एम टुडे व्हाट आई वाज इन द पास्ट डजंट मैटर Even if I was a chela of Hiranyakashipu, doesn't matter. But today, I have become a follower of Srila Prabhupada. And by following Srila Prabhupada, I got the right understanding. And what is the right understanding? We are not this body. And that is an intelligent consideration. And that is a real intelligence, to understand I'm not this body. And why it's a consideration of intelligence? Through with intelligence we can actually understand that. 5-year-old I, 15-year-old I, and today's I, am I the same I? He is shaking his head, no. Think about it. 15-year-old I, 25-year-old I, and today's I. Is the same I? Huh? Yes or no?
Yes.
Now that I pushed it, that's a yes. Good. Where is the 5-year-old body? Where is the 25-year-old body? Huh? Is this body 5-year-old body? Is this body 25-year-old body? Is this body 55-year-old body? No. Those bodies are gone. But I, 5-year-old I, 25-year-old, 55-year-old I, is the same I? Once somebody was challenging that, and one devotee gave a very nice answer. He was challenging, no, I changed. Meaning, he wanted to say that he is not the same person. So this devotee asked him, okay, should I ask your wife whether she got married to you or somebody else? Very intelligent presentation, yeah. If 35-year-old or 25-year-old you is different from you today, then when you got married to somebody 25 years, at when you were 25 years old, was she got married to a different person or the same person? So this is how, with intelligence we can understand, like, the body is changing but I am not changing. And what is the conclusion? Someday I leave the body, but will I continue to be? That actually brings us to a very, very simple question. Does everything end at death? Will everything end at death? Now, what will end? The body will end. The soul will continue to exist. The soul will continue to exist. Then the question is, what will happen to the soul? Yes, tatha dehantara praptir. He'll get another body. And dhirasatrana muhyati. Those who are intelligent, they don't become overwhelmed with that change of body. I changed from 5 years to 15 years. Am I still there? I changed from 15 to 25. I changed from 25 to 55. But I am still existing. My body has changed, but I am existing. So if I change this body altogether, will I continue to exist? But Prabhupada is pointing out that these queens, or rather Hiranyakashipu is pointing out, that these queens were not intelligent. They all were in the bodily concept of life. They didn't have any understanding beyond the body. They thought that the body of the king is the person, so they wanted to keep the body. They wouldn't let the body to be burnt. They wanted to keep the body, thinking that the body is the self, body is the person, so if the body is there, then he'll be there. And then Prabhupada is drawing two lines here very nicely. One is a cow. The cows don't have any understanding of the soul. They are in the bodily concept. So sometimes when the calf dies, the cow would stop giving milk. When the calf dies, the cow stops giving milk. So what the milkman often does, he makes the stuff, he takes the skin of the calf and he stuffs it and makes it stand on 4 bamboo sticks. How many of you have seen that? In our childhood, it was a very common sight. The milkman would come with that and put it there in front of the cow. Because those days, the milkman used to come to the house and milk. Otherwise, they would inevitably add water to the milk. So that's why to get fresh milk or real milk, at least in Calcutta, we have seen that. That the milkman used to come to the... I mean, the arrangement was you have to come and milk the cow in front. Still they used to cheat. You know how they would cheat? In the bucket they would have water before. In the bucket they will put the water. So they would milk the cow. Then one day... that milkman was caught. That there was... Because you are not right in front, you are saying, okay, he is milking the cow. Then we saw that, we used to see that they used to come with the dead body, the stuffed hide of the calf, and keep it in front of the cow, and the cow would give... They would milk the cow. And Prabhupada is pointing out, the cows don't have intelligence. That's why they think that stuffed skin of the calf is the calf. And they would continue to give the milk. And then Prabhupada is drawing another line like this. Intelligent people, they are thinking that their dead body will become alive again. Like, for example, we can go back all the way back to pyramids. What were those pyramids? The king died, they preserved the body thinking that he'll become alive again. He'll come back to life. We don't have to go so far to a pyramid, we can go to Moscow. The body of Lenin is preserved. They're preserved. Probably they are thinking someday Mr. Lenin will wake up. Then he is giving another example, the yogi guru. He died. It happened recently also in Calcutta. I forgot the name of that. Balak Brahmachari. He died, but that happened after this example that Prabhupada gave you in those days. The yogi died, and the disciples of the yogi thought that this is his lila. He is in samadhi. So they wouldn't let them do anything with the body. They kept the body there. And when the body started to decompose, then they took the body and burned. But this Balak Brahmachari, his case was even worse. What they did, like, they put slabs of ice in order for the body not to decompose. But then even the ice melted and the body started to decompose so badly that the disciples also ran away from there due to the stench. So this is the clear indication of stupidity. And now the scientists are saying they'll freeze the body. There are people, scientists are claiming that they'll freeze the body and then they'll bring, although he's dead, they'll freeze the body and then they'll bring the body to life. They'll find out how life comes from matter, and then one day they find out, then they'll bring that dead person's body alive. And very rich people, they spend millions of dollars to keep their body preserved artificially, thinking that someday they will become alive again. Don't remain in the bodily concept of life. This is so stupid. Become intelligent, wake up. Become situated in your knowledge. You are struggling so hard to become immortal, but it's so easy to become immortal. It's a matter of just recognizing who you are. When you recognize who you are, then you become immortal. Shinnantu vishe amritasya putra. Amritasya putra, you all are children of Amrita. The one who never dies. So you are immortal. Everybody is immortal. The body is perishable, but don't identify yourself with the body. Identify yourself with the soul. And how to do that? How to identify with the soul? In order to do that, you have to recognize who is the source of the soul. When you connect it to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is immortal, who is Satchidananda, you become Satchidananda. It's just a matter of establishing your connection. When you sever the connection, then you identify yourself with matter, identify yourself with the body. When you establish the connection, then you become aware of your spiritual identity. Simple as that. Just establishing your relationship with Krishna. And how to establish that relationship with Krishna? How do we develop a relationship with anybody? Do we develop a relationship with somebody whom we hate? Did you ever have developed a relationship? If it is with you, if it is within your volition, within your ability, then where do you develop your relationship? Do you develop your relationship with the person whom you hate? Or you develop your relationship with the person whom you love? Yeah, it's through love we develop our relationship. So if we want to develop our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we simply have to love Him. Love Him and He'll become connected to Him. And this is natural for the soul. Who is there who doesn't want to love? Is there anybody who doesn't want to love? Always there. They want to be loved and they want to love somebody and they want to be loved by somebody. So we can see that this is natural propensity, natural tendency of the soul to love. And through love, what do they want? Why does one love somebody? Through love, what one wants or what one gets? Yes? Joy. Through love we experience joy. But in the material nature, when we love somebody, and we develop a relationship, through that relationship we want to experience joy. For the time being we may get some joy, but that joy doesn't last. Short-lasting. Nowadays it becomes so prevalent. A boy meets a girl and he says that I cannot live without you. The same with the girl. I can't live without you. The parents come in between and say that no, you can't get married to that boy. The girl runs away from home. Gets married because both of them cannot live without each other. And then, after a few months, they're fighting like cats and dogs. And that's the end of love story. There's a saying that all the perfect love stories are there only in books, in novels, in real. And that also, the big novels, the big love stories end, oftentimes it ends with tragedy. Can anybody live forever? So even if they are in love with each other, but in death, do they part? Death comes and takes away one of the persons, one of the partners. And then what happens? The other person, she feels so sad, so hurt, so heartbroken. So this is how, in either way, even if it's a perfect love, it ends into tragedy. Because ultimately we all have to part. We all have to go away. Therefore, we have to understand that there is no love in this material nature. It's an endeavor for love. But our loving relationship with Krishna is perfect. That is the real love. The love is there in the heart of everyone so that he or she can become connected to Krishna. That is the only purpose of love in our heart. Love is the means with which we establish our relationship with Krishna. And when we develop our relationship with Krishna, yes, then it becomes an endless, perfect love story. That becomes the source of joy. Because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So if we become connected to the supreme enjoyer, what will happen? If we become connected to the supreme enjoyer, then with him we also will enjoy. In that respect, Prabhupada gives an example that You may be poor without any means to enjoy, but if you have a friend who is very rich and he throws a party and you go to the party, then what happens? You enjoy with your friend. Your friend has made all the arrangements for enjoyment, and you being there, you also enjoy. So similarly, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and all the arrangements are there for enjoyment. Krishna is constantly enjoying. So when you become connected to Krishna, then you also enjoy. So that is why the real love affairs is with when it is with Krishna, and real enjoyment is experienced when we become connected to Krishna. Now that you all have somehow or other become connected to Krishna, are you enjoying or suffering? Thik to? So that's it. Like, and we are enjoying. Prabhupada gave the example that in order to enjoy, actually people are suffering. In order to enjoy, they think that they need money to enjoy. And in order to get money, they have to work so hard from morning till night. And they don't have any time, even if they get the money, they can't enjoy. And what is their enjoyment? Their enjoyment is eating garbage, drinking nonsense, and being involved in all kinds of harmful activities. And that is their so-called enjoyment. They work so hard from Monday to Friday. Friday evening is a big day for them. And what do? They go to a pub, they go to a nightclub, they go to a gambling joint. And the next morning they suffer. Either they suffer from hangover, from drinking, or they suffer because they lost all their money in a gambling. So, so that is their concept of enjoyment. In order to enjoy, they're just suffering the whole week. And the intelligent ones, they realize and they quit that arrangement. Like Mohan Govinda Prabhu, he was a big executive in a big company, and he quit the job. He realized that he is suffering there. Some people is simply exploiting. He thought, why should I waste my time? Although he's quite young, why should he waste his time working for somebody? Rather, let me work for Krishna. And he is so nicely engaged in his Krishna consciousness in Calcutta, guiding hundreds of devotees in their spiritual life. Thank you so much, Mohan Govinda Prabhu. How many of you know Mohan Govinda Prabhu? He is also an Ujjain Vasi. He's from Ujjain. And his brothers are also. All are Mohan now. So that's the thing. Why should we waste our time? And so many of you have done that. Like we have so many of you here. Abhay Charan, Brajendra Krishna. Dhiragora. Where is Dhiragora? Oh, I see, okay. Chittahari, he's translating. At a young age, they had the prospect of having a good job, but gave up. Not only young stars are giving up, so many of you old stars also. Yeah, Raghav Pandit. When he came, he was working, and one fine evening he comes and he tells me, Maharaj, I quit my job. I resigned from my job. And he became fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. So also is gift. Srinath Krishna also quit his job. Mukunda also. Anyway, so and that's the sign of intelligence. And did you find a better life here? Yeah, this is the real life. A holiday. Endless holiday. And people sometimes tell me, Maharaj, you're working so hard. I say, no, I'm enjoying. I'm not working. Service to Krishna is not hard work. Service to Krishna is enjoyment. Doing things for Krishna is enjoyment. Speaking about Krishna is so enlivening. Hearing about Krishna is so wonderful. Singing the glory of Krishna is so wonderful. And I have seen when we lead kirtan, the way you dance, I don't have a shadow of doubt that you all are ecstatic. So this is how the life changes when you become connected to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Mukunda.
Certain people go into coma or ventilator or brain dead. What is the condition of the soul during that time?
The soul is there. Soul didn't leave. But ventilation, soul wants to leave, but they're saying, don't leave, don't leave. The soul is saying, my time is over, let me go. And they say, no, you can't go. That is the ventilation. Koma, Prabhupada said, like sometimes, Jamraj cannot decide where he should go. So he takes a little time. And he is in a limbo. रहते हैं या रह सकते हैं कोई ये ऐसा नहीं कि रहेगा ही रहेगा मतलब अगर आशक्ति है इस भौतिक जगत के प्रति तो निकलना और छोड़ के जाना मुश्किल होता है तो उसका जो सूक्ष्म शरीर है मृत्यु के समय क्या होता है स्थूल शरीर का त्याग होता है लेकिन सूक्ष्म शरीर रह जाता है आत्मा सूक्ष्म शरीर के साथ रह जाता है और वो सूक्ष्म शरीर को प्रेत शरीर कहा जाता है प्रेत आत्मा मतलब वो है स्थूल शरीर नहीं है लेकिन वो है अपना सूक्ष्म शरीर लेकर वो भूत प्रेत होता है ना वो है जो जिसको स्थूल शरीर नहीं है और सूक्ष्म शरीर में जो रहता है तो भौतिक जगत के प्रति आसक्ति जितना गहरा होगा उसका सूक्ष्म शरीर में यह रहना उतना ही अधिक हो जाता है अधिक समय के लिए हो जाता है तो ऐसे 12 दिन तक ऐसे ये रहता है लेकिन केवल 12 दिन नहीं भौतिक जगत के प्रति आकर्षण जितना ज्यादा होगा उतना दिन रहना पड़ेगा इसलिए विचार है कि शूद्र लोग जो हैं, शूद्र को 30 दिन के बाद श्राद्ध होते हैं, क्षत्रिय वैश्य को 21 दिन के बाद और ब्राह्मण को 12 दिन के बाद। लेकिन आप आजकल तो सब ब्राह्मण बन गए हैं तो इसलिए 12 दिन के बाद श्राद्ध होता है। लेकिन वैष्णव का श्राद्ध 3 दिन के बाद होता है, क्योंकि वैष्णव का भौतिक जगत के प्रति वैष्णव का आकर्षण बहुत कम होता है, और ऐसा होता है कि नहीं भी होता है, बिल्कुल नहीं रहता है। लेकिन ये विचार है, ठीक है चलो 3 दिन के बाद होगा या 12 दिन के बाद होगा। तो ये श्राद्ध के पश्चात आत्मा का सद्गति होता है, ये श्राद्ध के माध्यम आत्मा का सद्गति होता है। मतलब जहां जाना है वहां जाना आसान हो जाता है। अगर जमाले में जाना है तो आसान होता है जाना। और जमराज विचार करते हैं कहां जाना है, विचारक हैं जमराज, कैसा काम किया उसके अनुसार तो उसका फल मिलेगा। अच्छा काम किया चलो स्वर्गलोक में जाओ, बुरा काम क्या किया है चलो यहां सजा भोगो। ये है विचार, ठीक है। लेकिन जो वैष्णव है वो चूंकि उसको भौतिक जगत के प्रति आकर्षण नहीं है, उसका स्थिति वैसा होता है। जो शुद्ध भक्त बन गए हैं वो मृत्यु के पश्चात ही चले जाते हैं, मतलब उनका मृत्यु के समय वैकुंठ से रथ आ जाता है, या तो अगर वृंदावन में जाना है तो कृष्ण खुद आकर ले जाते हैं, या अपना गुरु आकर ले जाते हैं। गुड, यू आर सेंडिंग अ रिटन वन और ओके, टेल मी व्हाई आर यू हैव अ बिग बॉडी, व्हाई आर यू सफरिंग?
My question is from one of the previous classes, Siddhartha Vajras. Day before yesterday, you were explaining how Kurmadev, being the lord of all liquids, is also the lord of all metals. But when the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it has been said that Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Murti.
Yeah. The Kurmadev is Krishna or someone else.
But because they could already have been worshipping Krishna.
In that... Right, but you know, in when you take, say, you can say the material consideration, then different personalities are taking charge of different aspects. So that way, Kurmadev is, like, say for example, Kurmadev are also Meena, because both are residing in water, but Kurmadev is between earth and water. So when one goes beyond this material nature, then he goes to the layers of the universe. In the layers of the universe, the personified layer, that person, like the earth, personified earth, in that region, is worshipping Varahadeva. Because Varaha they rescued. Then in the water region it's Meena or Kurma. Fire region the Lord is Vaishvanar. Like that. So these are the personalities, the incarnations of the Lord who are actually the predominating deities of those regions.
So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was taught to worship Kurmadev and Narsimhadev. So is there any significance to why particularly Narsimhadev also was?
Yes, Narsimhadev is, I mentioned the other day, Bhakti Vigna Binashan. He removes the impediments from the path of devotion. So those who are progressing, those who want to make progress in spiritual life, in bhakti life, then they worship Lord Narsimhadev so that they remove the impediments, obstacles from the path of devotion. Like a businessman wants to be the obstacles to be removed from in his business venture. That's why they worship Ganesh. Bigna Vinasan, Ganesha. Siddhidata Ganesha. But on the spiritual platform, it is Nishingadev. Okay, good.
From yesterday's class. So in the Brahmachari classes, it is repeated usually that for those who want to remain fixed, they should get married to the scriptures. So how would this phrase, if it is valid, how can it be realized?
Married means attached to the scriptures. Not that. So marriage means, you know, through marriage, husband and wife become attached. So here, a devotee should become attached to the scripture, just as a husband becomes attached to his wife. All right? And that's the way to remain fixed up in brahmachari life. Okay. Yes, Mohan Govinda Prabhu.
This is a continuation of the question asked by Mataji there. So, how much time does it take for a soul to come back to new body there?
Garuda Puran is describing. Yeah, okay.
In between, it is also going to Himalaya and then coming back to.
Yeah. Well, Garuda Puran is describing it takes about 1 year for one to come back. But that also will depend. Like, how long did it take for Hiranyakashipu to come back? Do you remember? From one yuga to another yuga. So, the time takes in getting judged by Jamraj, then going into the womb of the mother, and then developing a new body. And in the womb of the mother, also one goes through all kinds of experience in the subtle body. So that is, but the general understanding is that it takes about 1 year for a human being. But there are some individuals can just get a body right away, like Dhruva Maharaj. Left his body and went back to the spiritual world. Thank you.
Question from Sakha Shidam from Bhundeshwar. Dhanvat Pranam Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. As you told that those days demons also knew difference between body and soul, so did they also knew that Krishna is Supreme Lord, not Vishnu?
Krishna and Vishnu, there is no difference. Right? They are hearing it. You know, Krishna and Vishnu, there is no difference. Only thing is, the difference is Krishna is Lila Purushottam. So to get to recognize Krishna as the Lila Purushottam is the highest understanding. And that understanding comes from by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna of Vrindavan is very difficult to recognize. Only by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one can recognize Krishna.
Another question. From Saurabh Krishnapur from Mumbai. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Guru Maharaj, as we can see from the life of great acharyas, that they live an exemplary life of sacrifice, out of compassion for all fallen souls. Their appearance in this world was for sake of deliverance of fallen souls. They were Nitya Mukta. They can have never fall down. But the Nitya Baddha Jiv can fall down. Guru Maharaj, can a Nitya Baddha Jiv achieve the Nitya Mukta status?
Yeah. By practicing devotional service, a Baddha Jiv, conditioned soul, by practicing devotional service, yes, he become liberated. Liberated means, you know, mukta means liberated. Liberated means in the spiritual world. So one can become situated in the spiritual world by practicing devotional service. Okay, Saurabh, is in Bombay now?
Yes, sir. he came to Bhopal yesterday.
Okay.
As I told that the body of Lenin and other people is preserved because their followers had no understanding about soul and body like local. But recently we visited Sri Rangam and we were told that the body of Ramanujacharya is preserved. So is there any higher understanding or some other divine reason or any specific reason for which their body is preserved?
Yes, the difference is in order to preserve Ramanujacharya's body, they didn't have to put chemicals on it. Right? The body of Lenin is put in chemical, artificially preserved. Whereas Ramanujacharya mercifully left his body here so that people can benefit by his presence. Similarly, great acharyas are put into samadhi so that they remain remain in this world in order to benefit the living entities of this world. That's the difference. Alright? It's Ramanujacharya's body is not there thinking that Ramanujacharya is dead now and he'll become alive. Ramanujacharya is always alive. Right? And a devotee remains always alive in his spiritual identity. But sometimes, very mercifully, the devotee may leave his body behind for the benefit of others.
This question from Vinodini Radhika Mataji from Kolkata. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, we generally see that devotees live the materialistic way of life and join Krishna consciousness and give themselves to Srila Prabhupada's mission. But if someone joins a certain material field or position to preach Krishna consciousness, then is that equally beneficial for advancement in spiritual life?
Yes, sure. Like for the sake of preaching, when one does something, then that activity, although apparently material, is not material. Like for example, like Prahlad Maharaj, right? He is a king. He is ruling over the kingdom. Yudhishthir Maharaj, ruling over the kingdom. Apparently it looks like it's a material position. But he has assumed that position because of his service to Krishna. So Vinodini, similarly, if you become a big IAS officer and render service, then whatever you do, if you are doing it for Krishna's pleasure, to benefit Krishna consciousness movement, then that service will become spiritualized. Yes, Mataji, you have a question there at the back. Yes, Aboli.
Hare Krishna Guru
Maharaj. Yeah.
Maharaj, then why that Nitya Bhatta, he is called Nitya Bhatta, if he eternally conditioned? Why can
call
eternally condition if they can become
Nitya Mukti? Yeah. Nitya, because when he has become bound, is not known. It's not in the domain of time. Therefore, it is considered as Nitya. Here it means not endlessly, but for a long, long time. But when he becomes liberated, then he is Nitya Mukta. Although he may have been Badhya or Nitya Badhya, but when he becomes liberated through devotional service, then he is Nitya Mukta, as if he was never bound. And this can be exemplified with a dream. See, when you are dreaming, you think that the dream is real. But when you wake up, the dream becomes a dream and you wake up in the real reality. Similarly, this material existence is like a dream. Only difference is, when we dream in our sleep, that is individual dream. When I am dreaming only, I am seeing it. Even the person next to me won't be experiencing that. Whereas this dream is a collective dream. Whoever is there at certain time and space will go through the same dream, apparently. This is actually the dream of Mahavishnu. And in a wakeful state, we become connected to that dream. So that is the difference. It's a collective dream, but you know, when, because we are conditioned, because we have rejected Krishna, we have been subjected to this situation. But when we wake up in our spiritual identity, then the dream disappears. Okay. Thank you. Okay, last two questions. Yes. साधारणतया बताया गया कि लगभग एक साल लगता है, बल्कि मैं जो बताया, कभी कभी ऐसा होता है कि कम समय में भी हो सकता है, ज्यादा समय भी लग सकता है. जैसे हिरण्यकशिपु देहांत हुआ, हाँ, लेकिन पुनर्जन्म कब हुआ पता है आपको? हिरण्यकशिपु था, है कौन है? जय विजय, वेरी गुड. तो अगले जन्म में हिरण्यकशिपु क्या बना? रावण. हाँ, तो रावण कौन से युग में आया था? त्रेता युग में. हिरण्यकशिपु कौन से युग में था? सत्य युग में. हाँ, तो सत्य युग से त्रेता युग तक सोना पड़ा. हाँ, उसके बाद शरीर मिला. तो ऐसे वही कोई एकदम सही विचार नहीं है कि एक साल ही होगा. हो सकता है लाखों साल लग सकता है, हो सकता है जैसे अब बताया एक महीने के बाद जन्म हुआ, हो सकता है. बल्कि एक महीने के बाद जन्म नहीं होता है, क्योंकि माँ की गर्भ में तो लगभग 9-10 महीना तो रहना पड़ता है ना. मड़की कोई जिंदा नहीं होता है. लगता है कि मर गया, बल्कि मरा नहीं. शायद समाधि में था. नियर डेथ मतलब सही डेथ नहीं. यस. या गो अहेड.
As you often mention that our last thought will be where our deepest attachment is. So, you know, we are trying to render devotional service, but particularly to body, next relationships, this position, so much. You know, after hearing, at the time we feel like that, but later on, again become attached to those things. But it looks like we are so conditioned in order to give that up.
That's why Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur said that in the morning when you wake up, beat your mind with a shoe 100 times. And before going to sleep at night, beat your mind with a broom 100 times. Right? So that the mind remains fixed up on devotional service. All right. So, yes, that's the intelligent consideration. We have accepted this path. So let's commit ourselves completely to that. Why should you deviate? For that matter, I've been very fortunate. Like Prabhupada told me, just offer this life to Krishna. And by Prabhupada's mercy, I've been trying to offer this life to Krishna. And so, you know, that's what, like, I feel that, and Prabhupada said that, just offer this life to Krishna. Even if there is nothing, even if nothing happens. After all, it's just one lifetime out of so many. What's the loss? So that's how we have to look at it. At least this life, let's offer it to Krishna and see what happens. See what happens. If nothing happens, okay, like one life we wasted in Krishna consciousness. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Krishna Mati Rastu. All of you become very nicely situated in Krishna consciousness. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Like a school?